From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Japanese emergency crews are trying to cool down overheating reactors at Japan's earthquake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. As NPR's Dwali Saikautel reports from Koriyama, two helicopters are being used to spray tons of water on the site.
Military helicopters conducted four aerial drops on the nuclear complex as winds blew southeast toward the sea. Officials are trying to avoid a nuclear disaster by dumping seawater onto a building housing a nuclear reactor that has apparently lost power since the quake hit last Friday. A second priority, say the plant's operators, is trying to restore the power supply at the facility. But all this is not reassuring for thousands of residents living near the plant. People are fleeing the area not in a panic, but in an orderly, calm manner, driving patiently toward the west and the south. It is estimated that more than 200,000 people are currently displaced. Police are now saying the body count is more than 5,000, but as many as 14,000 could be dead in this triple disaster. Dwali Saikautel, NPR News, Koriyama City, Japan.
Most of Japan's auto industry remains shut down because of the crisis in the country, but NPR's Sonori Glinton reports that there are signs that it's slowly returning to life.
The final assembly is just one tiny part of building a car. Nissan's Paula Angelo says a lot hinges on the ability to get parts.
It's a very complex industry with a robust supply chain, so our suppliers have suppliers.
Some part makers have announced they're returning to production at the end of this week. As a result, Mitsubishi and Nissan will slowly resume work at some of their Japanese plants using inventory parts. Toyota, Mazda, and Subaru's Japanese plants will remain closed until next week. Here in the U.S., all the Japanese auto companies are on full work schedules. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean near Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila, Thursday. Officials say there is no danger of a destructive tsunami in the region. Mexico's government confirms that U.S. drones are being used to gather intelligence on drug traffickers. NPR's John Burnett reports that the operation began weeks ago.
The Mexican National Security Council said in a statement that the pilotless drones are under control of the Mexican Air Force at all times and they respect national laws. U.S. Homeland Security drones began flying in Mexican airspace last month, but the flights have been kept secret because of Mexican nationalist sensitivities. It was first reported by the New York Times. Under the Merida Initiative, the United States has begun training Mexican counter-narcotics forces and funneling them helicopters and other types of police and justice assistance. John Burnett, NPR News.
Asian shares are trading lower. Japan's benchmark Nikkei is down 1.5%. This is NPR News. U.S. housing starts plunged 22.5% last month, the biggest drop in nearly 2 years. The Commerce Department says just 479,000 units were being built in February. Economists say 1.2 million or more units are usually under construction in a healthy economy. Builder permits, an indicator of future construction, fell 8% last month. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives are set to vote on legislation designed to cut NPR from government funding sources. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
This bill would specifically bar local radio stations from using federal funds to buy NPR programming. It would also ban NPR from getting grants from federal agencies, Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn.
It ensures the American taxpayer will not be funding through their tax dollars radio programming from NPR or other outlets with which they may not agree.
The largest portion of NPR revenues come from fees paid by member stations, some 40%. Another 2% of revenues comes from competitive grants received through federal sources, like the Education Department and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Last month, the House voted to eliminate funding for the corporation in its budget bill, but the package was defeated in the Senate. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States was not involved in the money exchange that led to the release of a Virginia man who had been held in Pakistan. Raymond Davis has been freed after Pakistan agreed to pay more than $2 million to the families of two men Davis shot to death in Lahore in January. Pakistani authorities had claimed that Davis murdered the two men he claimed tried to rob him at gunpoint. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.